The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
An enthusiastic welcome to all of you. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And building on our previous theme, where we talked about how not to allow a loved one's disease or illness to literally kill you, I can't wait to chat in a while with today's guest, who is an expert in the realm of Reiki. And given that both of our entrepreneurships include this subtle yet potent modality, we each know the power of helping people to release and heal emotional blockages along the body's energy centers, or what is sometimes called chakras. And even though I'm going to spell you out a very brief lesson, there's so much more to learn, because those energy centers really are sevenfold according to many systems, where we start at the root or the base, which is where you sit essentially, and it has lots to do with your sense of belonging in the world, followed by the lower stomach area, maybe, that we will call the sacral chakra, or the seat of your creativity, not just your sexual organs, followed by the third chakra or energy center, that is the solar plexus. And this is the place where we can get really triggered by others' hot buttons or our own. And the heart is the center place where we really follow both our path in this world, as well as extend love out. Each chakra is associated with a color as well, but we won't deal with that today unless our guest does. Either way, the throat comes next, and that is where we speak often our truth into the world. The third eye, or an eye that is invisibly placed between your actual eyes, just in that center zone above the eyes, and the crown, or our access at the top of the head, where we can channel universal or divine energy, however you wish to call it. And I'm going to summon up that really returns us to a couple of exercises we didn't fully have time for last week from my workbook on nurturing yourself for burnt out caregivers, because it's going to cue us in our dialogue for today. And I know our guest will listen in with rapt attention on the first theme, which is all to do with anger. And I want to encourage each of you who are listening today to really think about five things that anger you about your caregiving situation, whether that would be with an elderly parent, a significant other, a friend, neighbor, colleague, or even others that you caregive. And maybe you're just thinking to yourself right now, did you just hear right? It's okay to feel anger and resentment? And to that I answer a resounding yes, because you will not be struck dead for your legitimate feelings. In fact, it's essential to feel all of your feelings. And even that one, quite frankly, folks, I learned through my own first therapist, where I used to contain a lot of my feelings that I deemed negative. And he warned me, if you don't release some of those, you're going to go into what I call a boiler theory, like a pot on the back of a stove, where it's just bubbling away. And then finally, it spills over into, you know, an sometimes uncontrollable cascade. And how does this anger exercise tie in with caregiving and what happened to me in the solar plexus, or that third chakra right in the center there? Well, that's the story of where I went to my doctor because I was having this, what I call stomach knot. And sure, he defined it as sludge around my gallbladder. And, you know, my guest is going to immediately or intuitively recognize that this was really stored anger associated with being the daughter of a paranoid schizophrenic mother, and how resentful I initially felt once it became clear I needed to become more actively involved in her care. So I was literally, if we would, disgorging bile out of my gallbladder. Anger is the associated emotion. Then there was the exercise about self-talk, and in two parts where you record some of your more nasty self-talk and rules when it comes to caregiving responsibilities you hold. In my case, of course, it was caregiving aging parents who were virtually impossible. And then you brainstorm kinder ways to speak to yourself in the form of positive self-talk and positive actions. And that was useful to me because I tie the self-talk exercise to the throat chakra, throat, where we speak our truth into the world and we unblock our voices from speaking what we really need to. And, you know, how does all of this tie in together? Well, as a dear friend reminded me earlier this week, if we do not let go of sources of toxicity, as well as express our feelings, we will wind up being the one who gets sick. I suggest for everyone, apart from what Rita and I will share in a few moments, that Louise Hay's seminal volume on You Can Heal Your Life, which associates emotional states with physical symptoms along with affirmations, would be a very good resource for you. Either way, I trust you are starting to see why we're calling today's show Parents with Price Tags, by way of my guest's book title, because I just thought that that was so apt. And yes, folks, we're squarely back in the realm of learning additional ways to cope with what I call uncopable parents, or perhaps others with whom we provide care. But either way, we can all agree that we find those individuals virtually impossible more times than one. Either way, I also want to intend that today's exercises and what we talk about will grant a full permission zone. And we're intending that this will serve you greatly. That means that you get to say and feel and think whatever you want as we go along, no matter how much society might deem that negative, like, how dare you be that type of daughter, caregiving aging parents? How dare you, you know, feel resentful about the burdens you carry? How dare you feel anything other than what you legitimately do? Now, we're going to just go into our first break. So when we come back, I'm going to introduce properly our guest, Rita Roberts, as a holistic family wellness expert. So stay tuned. You won't want to miss it. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference. Renaissance woman, trailblazer, maverick. Those are just some of the words to describe Tashandra Poulard, owner and CEO of House Virgo Entertainment, LLC, a woman minority veteran-owned entertainment company based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Poulard served 10 years honorably in the United States Navy and departed from active duty to pursue her dreams of becoming an entertainment mogul. House of Virgo Entertainment offers script writing, producing, directing, DJ services, editing, and more. They cater to businesses, corporations, college students, working professionals, aspiring artists, and nonprofit organizations, and employ veterans of the armed forces. Tashandra Poulard is pioneering the way we view media and taking her brand global. Visit her at www.houseofvirgoentertainment.com or call 281-515-3740 and like her on Facebook at House of Virgo Entertainment, LLC.
Welcome back to each of you. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And before our break, we were really laying the groundwork for today's theme on parents with price tags. And I was just starting to say with everyone that it is perfectly okay to feel all of your feelings. And I know that our guest is going to agree with that. So please keep in mind, as always, that as Rita Roberts shares her expertise for the next several segments, we will certainly be inviting callers to phone in at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And you know the routine, folks. Get out a pen or a device of your choice and start noting your questions. In the meantime, it is truly my distinct pleasure to bring you today Rita Roberts, and I want to let you know a little bit about her. Known as Reiki Rita, she is a holistic family wellness expert and has over 14 years' experience in the holistic health industry. Rita is also the author of the book, Parents with Price Tags. Now you see how I got the show name for today. And this is a book about healing yourself of family dysfunction and learning to love your children unconditionally. In her book, through the story of her own dysfunctional family, Rita raises awareness on the negative effects that family dysfunction has and how to break free from negative conditioning brought on by fear and control. Rita positions herself rightly as a child advocate whose vision is to end harmful family dysfunction by helping parents to create healthy families where their children feel safe, happy, and unconditionally loved. And Rita knows that I was long thinking to reach out to her on my list of people. Oh, yeah, you want to connect with Reiki Rita. And finally, I did it to invite her onto the show. So, Rita, welcome to The Conscious Caregiver, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol Ann. The pleasure's all mine. And well, if you've got to speak about, you know, it's wonderful. So thank you for the invitation.
Very good. I am so pleased to have you with us. And let's just jump right in, because I'd love for you to share with the audience a little something about how you came to be doing the work in the world that you do.
Okay. So basically, you brought up a lot of good points this morning already about what Reiki is. So before I even jump there, I want to tell you a little bit about my upbringing. Compared to a lot of people, you know, dealing with abuse, domestic violence, addictions, my upbringing was very different than that. My sort of dysfunction, or the lack of feeling loved, was very subtle. So, and this is almost, I don't know, I want to throw a percentage out there, about 60, 70, 80% of most families, where the confusion is your mind knows that you feel loved by your parents, or you know that you are loved, but you don't necessarily feel loved. And that was sort of my experience, where I grew up a sort of forgotten middle child, overlooked. And depending on the sensitivity of the child, that really wreaks havoc on whether they're going to, you know, sort of grow up feeling loved or unloved. And that will play a huge role in their self-esteem, the choices they make, and so forth and so on. So needless to say, I was one of those people that was a very sensitive child. I was raised to believe that you only got loved and valued by your parents if you did what was expected or obligated by your parents. So I was the good girl. I married a good man, you know, I raised good children, I did everything right, Carolyn. However, I still didn't feel loved. So what happens is you end up attracting, and that's how energy works, the same experiences in your life, unless you do that emotional healing. So I felt unhappy, unappreciated, unloved by my parents. Now, if you were to ask them, and this is sort of a misguided thing that a lot of parents do, they never ask their children how they feel. You know, they just assume that they know that they're loved, and that doesn't always happen. So, you know, there's a sort of play along as you go. So I ended up growing up with a low self-esteem and attracted the same sort of husband at the same sort of marriage, and expressed my emotions by, you know, a failed marriage as well, because my husband started to mimic my father. And this is how these repeated emotions sort of start to happen. And that's why you go from 0 to 1,000. So what happened was I ended up finding myself as a single mom, now divorced, and my stress level even spiked even more because now I was even more unhappy. So basically, in a nutshell, I had one choice to make, right? It was either to become happy or become a victim of my unhappiness. So thankfully, I chose to start healing. And that's where somebody said to me, what about Reiki? You're a natural healer. To be honest with you, after my divorce, I went to psychics because I needed to know. I needed to know what was going to happen to me. I was scared, I was afraid, I was stuck, you know, and they kept saying, you're a healer, why aren't you healing? So that was my intro to Reiki. And without getting too technical about all the different chakras today, because I want to stay focused really on the love and fear, Reiki is unconditional love. It's a high vibration of energy. So that's why I started to do Reiki, because it healed myself. And the book was actually just a journaling where I started to journal, self-journal my feelings and emotions about my marriage, about my parents, about family relationships. And when I started to share it with other clients and people, they said, Rita, you're talking about my life. That's my life. That's my life. So before long, I decided it must be a book. So I saw that there was a lot of people suffering the same kind of pain, emotional pain, and having this blind loyalty to family and feeling stuck. So that's where the book came into play.
So Rita, that is a really already great introduction to the importance of your work in the world. I suspect that we're going to come up to a little bit of a break. And you know what? You are actually speaking to the audience that is listening with us today. I know that there are many people making a connection, and it's very important, one. So we're just going to take a little pause. Stand by. Folks, you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Do you battle with weight loss? There is a solution. Founder of Weight No More Consulting, Deborah Simons, can help you lose weight safely and effectively through weight loss surgery. I know. I had the surgery 2 years ago, and I am 135 pounds lighter and medication-free. This full-service weight loss center caters to your every need as you navigate to a healthy weight following surgery. Servicing all of Canada, Weight No More Consulting takes pride in its compassionate care and guides you through each step before and after surgery. Starting with informational meetings, Weight No More Consulting educates each potential client before they decide to have surgery on the health risks of obesity and the various weight loss surgeries available. After surgery, Weight No More Consulting provides a solid support system with ongoing meetings to ensure continued success. Deborah Simons and Weight No More Consulting are committed to promoting your health and wellness through maintaining a healthy weight for life.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Welcome back, everyone. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver Show on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. In any case, we are just having with us today my guest, Rita Roberts, a holistic family wellness expert. And in response to my first question, Rita was sharing with us her journey of growing up in a family, which I thought was very important as a point, whereby Rita was not saying that she grew up necessarily with, you know, abuse or addiction or some of the things even that I have experienced or perhaps those of you listening out there have, but rather with the subtle yet vital point that she still knew on some level that she did not feel loved in her family of origin. And so I wanted Rita next to really comment on attitudes and mindsets that she feels may help all of you today, you know, with whatever family dysfunction that you may be dealing with. She learned a lot along the way as she came into her own gifts as a healer, a practitioner of Reiki and what that did for her. So Rita Roberts, could you comment next on what can help people maybe personally or otherwise to really contend with these challenges?
Absolutely. The first thing I want to do is set our listeners emotionally free by knowing that nothing works in the absence of love. No job, no diet, no family. So some of the things that I've learned is, number one, I've come to understand that change work change affects either the success or failure of a relationship. For instance, it's no longer my responsibility to change my parents' behavior. I'm only responsible for changing the way I deal with my parents' behavior. My parents won't change unless they want to. And why would my parents change if I'm continuously tolerating their bad behavior with no consequences? So that's what I learned about change. The other point I've learned is to release guilt about feeling, I think you mentioned it earlier, Carolyn, feeling like a bad daughter. If you've taken the responsibility to do your part in the relationship, you've tried all you can to make it work, and you're still not happy and you're still not feeling loved, then there's no need to feel guilty about not even liking or respecting a parent who treats you badly. And finally, releasing the sense of family obligation. You know, many people I've talked to have said, well, they gave me life, therefore I owe it to my family. No, not really. So think of it this way. If a friend had treated you the exact same way, would you still be their friend? Most people would say no, but yet most people stick around because they have this undying blind loyalty to family, to parents, and they allow themselves to become emotionally abused. And I really don't believe that that was God or the universe's plan. We are all to feel loved, valued, worthy, and I believe that's what needs to happen. So those are some of the key mindsets and attitudes that helped me shift forward and let go of that belief, you know.
Those are really important shifts and beliefs that you have changed up in your own life, Rita. And I really hope that people are hearing you on all possible levels to release the guilt, the obligation. When I was listening energetically with you, those two words really jumped out of your own, you know, microphone as you share with us today. And it is really important that you are sharing, because I can feel it and hear it from your heart and from your lived experience. So we're going to start to talk about some strategies, but we will also be due for a break in just a bit. So let's start that, Rita. And in addition to the attitudes, what strategies now can you help us to really contend with these issues?
Okay, so that's a very good question. Before we could even start this journey, we have to self-heal. It's not an option. A lot of people try to bypass that part, and I've seen this all the time, just say, you know, work on forgiveness. You can't work on forgiveness when you're bubbling up with anger and resentment. So, I mean, you made reference to it earlier. Anger is like, I like to use the analogy of a beach ball. Do you ever try to push down a beach ball in the water? It takes a lot of pressure to do that. And if you start to lose energy to it, it's going to eventually let go and explode. And that's when people implode. So self-healing is the absolutely very first step in order to start putting these strategies into play. So I have listed about four key strategies that will help people be successful and deal with uncopable parents. So the very first one, obviously, is to communicate your needs, your expectations, and the type of behavior that you expect from that relationship in order for it to work. You have to be honest. And what a lot of people in the family do is they bite their tongue. They don't speak their truth. They think it's going to keep peace, but it actually creates more drama and you lose more energy to anger. You talked about anger. And this is why people get consumed with anger and resentment, because all that left, you know, unsaid words, communication, is that beach ball that you're pushing down. So you need to speak your truth. no matter how hard it is. You know, I once read something that said, speak from your heart, even if your voice shakes. So.
Yeah, the beach ball. The beach ball. Perfect, Rita. That is an exact place for us to just pick back up in a moment with the strategies that you were importantly sharing. Right now, it's time for a little break. So we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645 at verizon.net.
WikiWags brings harmony back into your home for male dogs and their owners. Inventor and entrepreneur Linda Jangula has created the disposable doggy diaper wraps made with the male dog in mind. The built-in wicking ability prevents rashing and other potential health issues for your dog. Each wrap comes in four sizes and has dual reattachable magic tabs for easy adjustments. And each size has a 7-inch logo strip for adjustability. So they are comfortable and easy to use. No more fuss, just leave the mess to us. Whether you're in or out, your dog will be free to run about. Stop cleaning and start enjoying your home, and you can even leave your dog alone. To order your WikiWags, visit WikiWags.com, or to find out where to buy WikiWags in your town, visit MyWikiWags.com and start enjoying having man's best friend around.
So thanks for staying tuned, everyone. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we have today as our guest, Rita Roberts, holistic family wellness expert. And just before we paused, Rita was starting to share from her list of strategies that she wants to impart today. These are very, very important. She was likening, for example, clamping down on our anger, which I know is a trap that I fell into, like trying to push a beach ball under the water. Very, very difficult. So, Rita, we just stop there, and I want to pick right back up with what other strategies that you can help our listening audience with so that they can get through, whether it's navigating the aging parents or other sort of chapters of life that can be very difficult, shall we say, if we're dealing with toxicity or family dysfunction of any sort.
Okay, sure, no problem. So just to sort of recap the four strategies I started to talk about, communication, and the other thing that you could do as well, because again, it's very difficult to confront parents or anyone with negative emotions when you're bubbling up with anger. So a lot of times you could also write things down. You could write down what you want to say, and instead of sort of thinking it through, write down all your points and then communicate it that way. So it takes a little bit of the pressure off when you're speaking. So the other point I want to bring up is it's very important to maintain your self-respect and your dignity at all times, and your integrity, I want to say. Because no matter how cruel, how angry, how disrespectful or mean your parents or anyone else for that matter is to you, do not mirror their behavior and stoop to their level of negativity. Because when we're angry, our first reaction is to be reactive, and that you will lose a ton of energy and get nowhere with it. In fact, you'll also lower your self-esteem by doing that, because you've stooped at a level that you despise. So do not lower your self-respect or your integrity. Just do the right thing all the time. The next point I want to say is set healthy boundaries for yourself. Know how long you could tolerate their behavior, and then walk away and decompress. And then take three, step outside if you can, it's even better. Take three meditative breaths before returning. So breathe in calm, breathe out stress. Step away, know your boundaries, know your limitations. And then the other point I want to say is, if you've tried all you've done and you've done your breaths and you've done your journaling, you've communicated all you can, you're still losing a lot of energy to negative emotions and your resentment on a daily basis, then you have to find another person that can do it, right? You have to find another person or family member to relieve you of your duties. You know, it's no different than when you bring a newborn baby home and that child's screaming and you're losing energy to fear, frustration. You have to know when to step away before it becomes more harmful. So that's sort of a last resort. If you can't do it again, there's no guilt there. Find somebody who can. And then that way you can step back into a place of love versus resentment.
Those are so important points, Rita, whereby I notice a lot of the self first, self-healing, self-respect, self-esteem, yeah, self-dignity, you know, doing what's right by you. And I think that's so critical as a point that you are making, yeah, because a lot of caregivers, yeah, do not accord themselves that. They go right to guilt and resentment and obligation. And even what you, yeah, were just saying last about resorting to additional help. I know that there are folks listening today who are siblings. I'm not. But there is, mm-hmm, always one. You may have found it too in your practice, Rita, or maybe in your own family, I'm not sure, but where there's always one sibling that gets appointed as the responsible one to bear the burden of aging parents. Yes. And it is no weakness, I want them to hear, to resort to others, or maybe having some of the other family members kind of take over. So we're going to take a right. pause in a moment, but I want you to start in on other, like, sort of awareness or knowledge or what you have learned along the way, so that we can equip everybody with us with everything that you can possibly do, you know, in an hour or less, Rita. So what mm-hmm. else do you want to say with us?
Well, what I want to say basically, and you brought up a good point, it always begins with the self. Whether you're a parent, whether you're taking care of a parent, whether you're in a relationship, if you don't unconditionally love yourself, how could you possibly unconditionally love anyone else? So it's not an option. You have to do the self work. You have to go back to finding the value within yourself, because to a place of love, and that's where you're going to be most effective. So it's not an option. It's not a guilt trip. It's like, you have to do it. It's step one before you get to step two. So a lot of times people think that they're being selfish if they do this and they take time for themselves. Well, that's a myth. That is totally not the truth. Because without, like, just think about it. You are the most important relationship, even before the one with your parents, is yourself. Everywhere you go, there you are. Whether you go to the bathroom, whether you go to the store, work, you are with yourself. So if you don't like her or him, you know, and you don't care for her or him, chances are your caregiving is going to suffer as well. And that's going to leak out all over your life. So step one is self-care. Learn to love yourself. Let go of the guilt. Let go of the blind loyalty. Let go of all of that sort of nonsense. Because really and truly, it's the only way to get free anywhere. It's the only way to be happy, right? Because happiness, peace and happiness lives on the other side of that anger. And before you let go of it and be honest with yourself about who you are and what your needs are and that you're of value and that you matter, then nothing's going to work.
That's right, Rita. And so we're going to just hold it right there. Important, important points about self-love and self-care that can be very confusing for folks. So after we come back from the pause, we'll carry on with Rita Roberts. For now, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Hi, my name is Myra Fox, and I am a survivor. I am the founder of the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation and the author of a series of books entitled I Survived a Murder Untold, which tells the story of my sister and I who were abandoned and left in the care of a woman who beat us repeatedly. Unfortunately, it resulted in the death of my sister, Castle Lewis, which is revealed in a page-to-page chilling story. After spending time in the foster care system, I've documented my suffering and my loss and ultimately my survival. I'm blessed to work daily in my community and surrounding areas to give back by helping others and feeding the homeless. I want to spread awareness of the dangers of abuse. You can purchase my books and contribute to the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation by visiting www.castlelewis.com, or you can call us at 540-999-8401. Thank you.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
So thanks for standing by to each of you. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we have with us today Rita Roberts, who is a holistic family practitioner, wellness expert. And Rita was just before our pause sharing some really key strategies that essentially boiled down to caring for ourselves first, self-love, self-esteem, self-respect, our own dignity, making sure that we keep that front and foremost, because we will not essentially be of service with others whom we caregive unless we attend to those things first. And we had her just break at where she was next going to share some awareness, some insights, because there is much that she wants to impart with us today. So it's kind of like, any further takeaways, Rita Roberts, that you have for us would be really great right now.
Okay, there's so much I want to say to you to help you guys. So here's what I want to impart as far as anger again. When we give more and we feel we're getting back, we tend to get angry. So we're giving more of our energy than we're getting back. If we take more than we give, then we feel guilty, okay? So if you're feeling angry, it's because you're giving more to that parent, to that person, than you probably have to give. So the other thing I want to impart is one of the biggest problems you'll face with difficult or uncooperative parents is that they don't even realize that they're causing you stress, because wounded people hurt other people. So because they're in pain, a lot of them are so unconscious, they don't even know they're doing it. Because that was one of the things my parents said to me. They didn't even know they were doing that. So you're probably suffering in silence. Or they're not willing to change at this point in their life. So you have to accept that point. So if you really want a peaceful relationship with them at this point, with whatever time you have left with mom or dad, then you have to take the steps towards creating the peace that you want within yourself. You're not going to get it from them, period. You could keep banging your head against the wall. It won't happen. You have to find that inner peace within yourself. So people say to me, well, how do you create that? Excuse me. How do you create an amicable relationship with toxic family members? Well, here's the trick and here's the secret. You have to become more emotionally evolved than they are, period. That's the only way that you'll find within yourself to forgive them for not being the parents that you needed. That's the only way I was able to forgive my parents. You can't just say you're going to. You have to address the anger. You have to realize that they're not going to change, that it's you that has to become emotionally evolved. When you evolve that way, and what I say by emotionally evolved, you have to first become emotionally aware of your pain. Then you get free of that pain. And then you empower yourself through self-love. And then you become enlightened and you live a conscious life. And that's how you find peace amongst any sort of toxic people. So that's where peace lives. So you have to do that work. And I love this inspirational quote by Grace Sirocco. Take the step and the bridge will be there. You heal thyself. So if you are working with your parents and taking care of them and not factoring in time for yourself, well, it's only a matter of time that you're going to get sick as well. So again, not an option, right? Take that difficult step of making yourself a priority and realize that they probably don't even know what they're doing. They probably don't know unless you communicate that. So write your notes down, speak it, you know, read the notes if you have to, but get it out of you. Otherwise, it's, again, using that beach ball reference, you're just pushing down that weight, pushing down that weight, pushing down those emotions, and eventually you're going to pop because you will not have the energy to hold that anger down anymore. And nothing good will come out of reacting.
So, there certainly won't. And I just hope that everybody was really hearing at the profoundest level what you were saying about also evolving yourself. While you were speaking there, I was thinking to myself, man, I should have acted on my inclination to reach out to you when I was at the height of my elder care stress, because I probably knew about you back around 2012 when it was all going on. Where were you when I needed you the most? Because I didn't think to reach out to you. But there's a really important point here, because there's so much richness in what you have shared today. So I do want to give you an opportunity, Rita, to let us know, where can we please find out more about your valuable expertise?
Okay, well, thank you for that. And you could actually, if you want to learn more, I've got two websites. You can go, if you want to learn more about family dysfunction, a bit more about my story, you could actually go to RitaRoberts.org. There I have some videos and talk about what it is and what it isn't. And then that will lead you to thefunctionalfamily.ca. And I actually want to invite your listeners to put their emotions to the challenge. I actually have a free emotional checklist that I would love to offer them if they're interested to go on. Just have to put your name and email address, stay connected, and download the checklist and see where you're at. See if you're in the danger zone or if you're that bubbling beach ball. At that point, I'm willing to help you. So, yes, go on to thefunctionalfamily.ca and download the checklist.
Cool. Cool. Thank you for repeating both of those, Rita, because I think time goes so fast on this show that it is easy to miss. So that was RitaRoberts.org, and then they can get the checklist at where?
thefunctionalfamily.ca.
Very good. Very good. Because people love quizzes, you know, and it will help them to get an insight that I know that you can further help them with. So, Rita, absolutely, we're going to be going into our last segment of the day pretty shortly, but I also want to take a due and gracious opportunity to thank you for being with us today. You have extended so much of yourself. It has been a pleasure to prepare with you behind the scenes. Your enthusiastic greeting to being invited on was lovely for me, and I so appreciate you for all of the difference that you made with us today. So we'll be in further touch, and I'll certainly let you know how else you made a difference today. For right now, it's time for our last pause. So this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Welcome back to our last few minutes together today, folks. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. Now, wasn't Rita Roberts just delightful in everything that she shared about how to deal with parents or others who, let's call it, carry some hefty price tags, and what she showed us about how we can contend with these challenges? That said, I promised you a preview of next week's show, and so let's go into that one first. My guest and I will be talking all about self-empowerment through the healthcare journey. And she herself is a valued contributor to my second elder care book on coping with uncopable systems, Advocacy for Elder Care. I would say the Janice chapter says it all. It's about knowledge is empowerment, and she's a registered nurse, amongst other things, who really has learned and practiced in patient-centered care for a while, but then she will speak to the reality of stretched healthcare systems and use an instructive hospital example or two. I will be adding my own, because many of you tracking this show know that my dad spent the last 5 weeks of his life in hospital. And all I can say is that our family's experience has to be heard, to be believed, and, you know, right on through that 5 weeks where I participated near the end in one of the worst nasty meetings of my entire 30 plus year corporate career and even 15 years of entrepreneurship, and that's saying a lot. So I'm sure that our guest will help us with compassion toward those who are actually caught themselves in this complex maze that elder care can be. I know this through articles that I've written for Western Pennsylvania News and others in support of nurses and their own thankless jobs. Either way, I expect to build on what we were talking about today. I may be tempted to share a little exercise from a journal that I created a few years back that's called The Pissed Off Journal, or How to Release the Negative Events of Daily Life in 3 Simple Steps so that you can return to your center and get back to doing what you need to in your life, whether it is caregiving or otherwise. Because like Rita said, it can be really easy to forget our own expression of emotions. And when we do that, we become like her analogy of the beach ball. And that can be a very dangerous place for us to reside, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Now, as we do slowly prepare to sign off for today, I always invite folks to visit with my website at copingwithuncopableparents.com, where you can receive your free readiness session to see how my expertise can help in your challenging situation. And for sure, if you have missed previous shows on this network, you can go into my archives at boldbravemedia.com under shows, where you will find The Conscious Caregiver in both the self-help and wellness categories. That's boldbravemedia.com and under shows, The Conscious Caregiver. I always like to say with all of you that you've been too strong, too long. How about you dare to care with flair? And I think that Rita showed us many ways how to bring a sense of flair, as in self-care, self-respect, self-esteem, self-love, and a bunch of practical tools and tips that will allow us to communicate both with aging parents that respects ourselves, but also demonstrates understanding toward they will probably not change. And I think that was a key lesson. Thus, I will leave you on that note for today. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
John Deere 324G Skid Steer from Brandt delivers large frame productivity in a mid-frame machine with extreme pushing power and industry-leading breakout force. Best of all, it's backed by Brandt, the best after-sales support in the business. That's powerful value delivered.